Good morning. It's Tuesday, May 23rd. I'm Beth Golay, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. There's a grain that's a lot more drought-resistant than wheat or corn.
I'm real impressed with it. I've never seen a crop that stood the heat and stood the drought and still made me money, okay?
Millets are an ancient grain that could gain more popularity now that the United Nations has declared 2023 the International Year of Millets. That story's coming up, but first, the news. The Wichita School District has hired architects and engineers to gauge the condition of its buildings. As KMUW's Suzanne Perez reports, the results could lay the groundwork for a new bond issue campaign.
The district spent more than $1 million in federal COVID relief money for the system-wide audit. It will score each building based on the condition of roofs, HVAC systems, plumbing, and more. Those results are due in July. But Wichita school board members started hinting last fall that federal and state funding don't address long-term brick-and-mortar issues. Here's board president Cheryl Logan.
But our capital funds isn't keeping up with our buildings and the aging process and the inflation.
The average age of Wichita's school buildings is over 60 years. Voters narrowly approved a bond issue in 2008 that paid for 9 new schools and improvements to 75 buildings. For KMUW News, I'm Suzanne Perez.
The city plans to convert a section of 21st Street in West Wichita from 2 lanes to 3 lanes in an attempt to reduce crashes. Here's KMUW's Celia Hack.
The change will be between 119th Street and 135th Street West. A staff report says the area has seen a recent increase in vehicle crashes related to turning. The new two-way left turn lane in the road center has been shown to reduce crashes like this. Sedgwick County has 2 to 3 more fatal and serious car crashes than Johnson County, despite having a smaller population. The Wichita Bicycle and Pedestrian Advisory Board supported the change, as did the District Advisory Board that oversees the area. For KMUW News, I'm Celia Hack.
Oil company TC Energy discovered that a piece of the Keystone oil pipeline had warped in Washington County 10 years before it burst last December. Celia Yopis-Jepson of the Kansas News Service has more.
An investigation found the Canadian oil company realized something was wrong in 2012 because it was hard to run a cleaning tool through the pipe. So a crew dug it up to see how much the shape had warped. TC Energy decided not to fix it. Independent investigators say the warped pipe added more stress to an imperfect weld, another key factor in the pipeline's biggest spill ever. They say construction workers probably accidentally warped the pipe piece when they installed it in 2010. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
Several city offices and attractions will be closed over the upcoming holiday weekend. City Arts and the Mid-America All-Indian Museum will be closed Saturday through Monday, and the city's libraries will be closed Sunday and Monday. On Monday, Memorial Day, Cowtown, the Wichita Art Museum, and City Hall will all be closed. There will also be no bus service that day. Botanica, Riverside Tennis Center, and the city's golf courses will be open Monday, and the city swimming pools also will open that day for the summer season. A Memorial Day remembrance event will be held Monday in Wichita. The event will begin at 11 at the Flag Pavilion in Veterans Memorial Park. The ceremony will include speakers, a color guard, and a bugler to play the national anthem and taps. The public is invited to attend. Veterans Memorial Park contains more than 20 memorials and markers. They commemorate the service of U.S. military members from the Revolutionary War through the War on Terrorism in Afghanistan and Iraq. The park is along the Arkansas River near the Keeper of the Plains. We'll be back after this.
Two men of color vanished after last being seen in the same deputy's patrol car.
I knew something was wrong. Your mother knows.
It's the strangest case, the most unsettling case.
Listen to the Last Ride podcast, part of the NPR network.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Beth Golay. 2023 is the International Year of Millets. At least the United Nations has declared it so. Millets are a type of small grain mostly grown in parts of Asia and Africa. And part of the UN's interest is that millets are nutritious, good for diversifying global foods, and drought-resistant. That last quality could make them useful for U.S. farmers, especially as some parts of the country face deepening drought. Here's Harvest Public Media's Eva Testify with more.
In central Missouri, Linus Rothermick grows the typical corn and soybeans that can be seen in fields across the Midwest. But he also grows something called Japanese millet. Earlier this spring, before planting, Rothermick pulled out a bag of seeds and poured them on his kitchen table for me to see.
Oh, they're tiny.
Yeah, actually, this is seed to be planted with.
Okay.
So I took it out of a bag that was going to be for seed to plant it with this morning.
Rothermick started planting Japanese millet in 1993.
Golly, I have to think how far back that is. But I was a young man, and I was looking for alternatives, crops to grow to make more money. And we just weren't making a lot of money in agriculture then.
There are a lot of different millets. There's the Japanese millet Rothermick grows, pearl millet, proso millet, foxtail. You could even consider sorghum a millet. And Rothermick likes that the input costs are low. He spends a lot more money on his corn and soybean crops. Millets also tend to need less fertilizer. They're more resistant to insects and diseases, although sometimes birds like to eat it. And many millets are known to be incredibly drought resistant. Matt Little, a farmer just outside of Arnett, Oklahoma, started growing proso millet last year. He was shocked by how well it did through the extreme heat and the drought.
I'm real impressed with it. I've never seen a crop that stood the heat and stood the drought and still made me money, okay?
The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization wants to see the millets market grow, in part because of their climate resiliency, but also because they're nutritious and could help diversify the global food system. But millets haven't gotten the same policy investment and research attention that corn, wheat, and rice have received, says Makiko Taguchi, an agricultural officer with the organization.
Millets being a neglected crop, if I may put it that way, there's a lot of opportunities for millets to contribute to the Sustainable Development Goals.
Which is why the UN named 2023 the Year of Millets, to bring the grains more attention. Taguchi points to the success of a similar campaign for quinoa. Millets are getting attention at the University of Missouri's Center for Regenerative Agriculture, which is providing information to farmers on the grains. But Director Rob Meyer says more research is needed to really advance the crop.
If you spend an extra $1 million on corn research, you don't necessarily advance the state of corn science very much. But if you spent $1 million on millet research, you might suddenly create a whole lot of new information that we didn't have before.
And millets are versatile. Meyer says that there are some that would do well in drier states like Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. Other millets would be better in places that are prone to flooding, like the Missouri and Mississippi river bottoms. But millets don't have much of a market in the U.S. yet, except for birdseed. It's not as well known as other crops. Ram Paramal, the head of Kansas State University's millet breeding program, says it doesn't get the same level of federal protection as, say, corn and soybeans.
Those are all cash crops. They have insurance there, price is there, market is there, commodity, grant support is there.
He's hoping that the UN Year of Millets will help garner more support for the crop. In Ames, Iowa, farmer Jeff Taylor says he started growing proso millet about 6 years ago with the help of a privately funded startup that's researching and breeding the grain. He says that the government can help farmers try new crops like millets by providing federal programs that lower the risk for them.
It would be wonderful if crops like proso millet were researched more and there were some incentives for farmers to consider planting alternative crops outside of just corn and soybeans.
He says a lot of the farmers he knows would like to try something other than rows and rows of the usual crops and grow something new. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Eva Tesfai.
Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Beth Golay.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
What if national news was actually covered by the whole nation? The NPR network is over 200 independent newsrooms strong, stretching across all 50 states and Washington, D.C. It unites 300 million Americans in one big community built on one even bigger idea. What you hear changes everything.